Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Lakit Peris, as we bring you all the sporting news that's available on our podcast this morning. Well, we start off with a somber note. Sadly, the former president cum chairman of Sri Lanka Cricket, Upali Dharmadasa, bids us goodbye. His funeral arrangements are as follows. The body could be viewed at 9:10 at his residence at Adhikaram Mavatha at Sri Jayawardenepura, and on the 29th of July, burial will be at 5:30 p.m. While all of us convey our condolences to his family, let me also inform all of you that the players who are playing in the local Lankan Premier League's correction, the matches coming up today in Palikele will be all wearing black bands as a mark of respect for the late President Upali Dharmadasa. Right, on to cricket. West Indies versus Pakistan. What a game this is. West Indies in their first innings were bowled out for 311. And Pakistan looked very well indeed at stumps yesterday, 199 for 3. And then they get themselves bowled out for 282. Shan Masood went on to score 109. Babar Azam, 23, Salman Ali Agar, 20. And of course, there was contribution from Imam Ul Haq, who opened the batting with 63, but none of the other batters could justify as to how to play on the West Indian tracks, because Justin Greaves took 5 for 27 and Kermit Roach 2 for 52. And then West Indies in their second innings are having a bit of a struggle, 126 for 7. So this test match, I assure you, is going in for a result. Tengarim Chandrapal made 35, Justin Greaves made 20, and Shamir Joseph is batting. He's at the wickets on 22. So very interesting test match with a constructive result, definitely imminent. Mohammed Abbas, 3 for 14, and Kurum Shahzad, 2 for 36 for Pakistan. So that particular test match is result bound. We have limited sports news today, so the game coming up today is, of course, Sri Lanka women play against Pakistan women in the third ODI at the Suri Rava Stadium in Hambantota. And Lanka Premier League has moved on to Palikele, and today it'll be Colombo Caps in pursuit against Jaffna Kings. That's about wraps up our show today, but I just want to make mention, please follow the Facebook, because there is a write-up of Sri Lanka's, the Trinity captain, Shan Altaf, the Triple Crown champions. Remember, Trinity won not only the president's knockout, the rugby league, and also they were crowned as triple champions because they also won the prestigious Bradby Shield. So there is a special write-up on Shan Altaf, the Trinity captain, and also coach Fazil Marja. That's for your reading pleasure on my Facebook as well. Thanks for being in our company. I'll spin you a couple of songs, but I'm going to play a Sinhala song today up front for your listening pleasure. Listen to it, because this brings back nostalgic memories of a great composer of Sri Lanka. Thanks for your company, and bye for now.